Morning.
Good morning.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10, and that can be found on page 80 in your pew Bible. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase your faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Now, over the last few months, we've had a number of what some people call tough sayings of Jesus, because here we have, one, we have to recognize the context with which these short verses are given to us. But first, what we have to understand is, what is faith?
Paul says faith in Hebrews 1 is the hope for things not yet seen or not yet made evident. If you can see something, then it doesn't take faith to believe in it. They hadn't seen the resurrection. If they'd heard of it and they believed in it, then it would have been by faith. We know that these pews are solid. Now, how do we know that? By faith? No. You heard me smacking my fingers. So that's not by faith. But the things that we accept on faith are those things that we don't see. Well, the disciples are by no means to be ridiculed because they ask Jesus to give them what? He says in that first verse, increase our faith. That's the NRSV. Increase our faith. Well, goodness gracious, if faith is what does wonderful things, because when he'd sent them off by twos, he said, and they were casting out demons and healing, and he said some things can only be done by great prayer and fasting, and they wanted to have faith to be able to do those things. Well, quite logical for us to think the more faith we have, the more we can do, the more powerful it is, right? We want more. We look at faith as something that can be measured by an amount. That person's faith must be great because look at what they're willing to do, stepping out on faith. Betty Johnson has gone off to different places in the world on mission trips. You don't show up in Russia where you don't speak Russian and think you're going to teach kids without a leap of faith. Right, Betty? Do you know how to speak Russian? But I tell you what, let her tell you someday stories about her mission trips. That's faith. Well, let's not beat him up for asking for faith, because as Paul says, the assurance of things hoped for, that's faith. And in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it means that this is an essential ingredient in pleasing God. You know, we can do a lot of things. In 1 Corinthians, faith, hope, and charity. Faith, hope, and charity. And what's the greatest of these? Faith, hope, and love is love. So there are priorities and gifts and graces and things that we should have. And faith is right up there in the first that we see. But think about this. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So they've asked for increase our faith. And Jesus says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed. Now what he's telling them then is they're asking for more, a greater quantity, a larger amount of faith. And Jesus is saying, you know what? If you've got faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, there are many people that say, well, a mustard seed is not the absolute smallest seed in the world, but it's pretty darn close. It's pretty small. The point Jesus is making is if you have faith in Jesus, faith in God, faith in the Holy Spirit, of even the most infinitesimal amount, you can do great things. It's hyperbole. You know, how many of you want to throw a mulberry bush around? Now, you know, what purpose is to that unless the mulberry tree's in the middle of your driveway and you need it moved? Right? Or, in another reading, it's if you have enough faith, you can say to this mountain to be moved. Well, not many of us need to move mountains unless you're going to dig the Panama Canal, and then you're going to do it with dynamite and steam engines and stuff. So Jesus is clearly presenting what might be called hyperbole here, but it's true nonetheless. He says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do great things. Things that are unimaginable. Things that you cannot do of your own power. I don't know how big a mulberry tree is, but I'm sure you can get small ones and you could probably move one of those. But if it's a mulberry tree that's been growing for years or decades or whatever, and you go to pick and move it up, you're probably going to strain yourself. Bill's smiling back there, and Bob was saying, I've never moved a... Bob, have you ever moved a mulberry tree? Well, there we go. He's got a lot of faith. Either that or he had an implement and a wheelbarrow. There we go. The point Jesus is saying is essentially the amount is of little consequence. It's more important who the faith is in and that you have it. One, remember Paul says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We need faith then to please God. It is our goal in life to please God. We were created to make God happy. We were created to praise God. We were created to adore God. Now, you and I have our own little things where we run off and we worship those little G's like material and cars and houses and trophy wives and things of that nature. Computer games, scores on, you know, whatever. I've got the world record for Call of Duty. Okay. Some people put great store in that. Alex? Just check and see if you're awake. I know Jasper's up there too, so I don't know if you guys play Call of Duty or not, but the other piece is faith is not a possession. You can't possess faith. I mean, I can pick up... Sometimes when I'm crying, I need these tissues, right? I can reach out and grab that. I can possess that tissue. That can take care of my runny nose or other things. But faith is more than a possession. Faith is a disposition. Faith is an understanding. Faith is a feeling. Faith is something that we can have in our heads and our hearts that allows us to get through each day. Now, Bob and I throw back at each other often because he's Air Force and I'm Navy. I wasn't going to say anything. I think Navy beat Air Force. But hey, what goes around comes around. That's why I'm not going to crow. But the point is, each and every one of us needs faith. And needs faith in Christ, most importantly. Now, the rest of this, the other 2 points that I'd make is, when Jesus is talking to them, he says, who among you would say to your slave? And basically, he's talking to those disciples as if they are laborers, because they're working for him. A slave has a master. A servant has a master. Those disciples have a master. Those disciples have a teacher. They're following and doing what Jesus has them doing. And what he wants them to do is, and he says, the slave or the servant is going to be out in the field doing the jobs that they have. And if they do the job they're doing, the job they have to do, then... So you also, when you have done all that you are ordered to say, we are worthless slaves, we have only done what we ought to have done. He's not saying that they're worthless. He's saying that they should not hold anything to themselves as credit for what they've done, because they're only doing what they're ordered or commanded to do. Love one another as I have loved you. Go into the world and preach my gospel. Those are commandments that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. Anybody in here think that the only one who's supposed to do all that stuff is the pastor? Or the lay leader? Or a lay speaker? What's that scripture say? It's the priesthood of all believers. We all have a responsibility. And we can all have an aptitude and a possession and an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of faith. Even if it's just growing in us like a little seed. And it can change our lives. So it's not that important how much faith you have. It's that you have faith in Jesus. So give us more faith. Give us faith in Jesus. And if you have faith in Jesus, there ought to be evidence of it in the way that you treat others and in the way you serve this world. Shalom. Peace.